Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, and that Angel Healing House is all one word, .com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, which is called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. The Posse of Angels have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. Do call the show on this number, 646-716-6794, Again, that number to call in for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. Before we get started, I'd like to say hi to everyone in the chat room. I don't usually use my chat room, but I decided to open it up for today. So hello to guest 675-688-715 and 699. You're all welcome, and I would love you to call in for your own individualized angel reading today. So again, welcome to Angel Healing House, and thank you for listening in, whether it is by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the over 130 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, firstly, I'd like to acknowledge an absolutely beautiful testimonial that I received from a client for my book, Angels of Faith, along with a gorgeous photo of her son who is reading the book, and the testimonial read, "I read this book with my son, and I can't thank you enough for creating this opportunity. The conversations and the insights he opened up to were so enlightening. His grandmother recently passed away, and we discussed where and what heaven is and what it means to have faith. The book brought forth healing for both of us. The story is delightful and inspiring to believe in a greater love. He loved the drawings and would stare at them and comment about how they made him feel. You literally wrapped us in your angel wings. Thank you." And that comes from Christine. So thank you, Christine. I am so glad that my book, Angels of Faith, was able to restore that faith in that there is a greater love. You know, if you have read the book, Angels of Faith, I would love it if you could also write a testimonial for the book. It's a very easy procedure to do, and it involves going on the Amazon website, find the Claire Candy Hoff Angels of Faith book, and scroll down to the bottom of that page, and all you need to do is click on where it says write a customer review. And for those who would love to order this remarkable channel book that reconnects us to our divine eternal natures, and quite frankly it helps us to not be so afraid of the dark, you can order it through Angel Healing House. Again, that website for Angel Healing House is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can order it on Amazon, again, amazon.com. And I'd also like to remind everyone that as of June 7th, we have entered a three-week period when the good old planet of communication, our dear Mercury, is going backwards again, or it's retrograde. And that's right, another time for the famous Mercury retrogrades. And along with the usual precautions of making triply sure that we check our travel plans, we hold off signing legal documents, and we back up our computers, there is a different kind of energy with this retrograde, which is allowing us to go even deeper to finally release triggering behaviors associated with some people. It's also in this hazy, hidden time of slow down and standstill that is giving us the time to discover so much more about ourselves. It's giving us time to review our past accomplishments in order to give ourselves credit and the much-needed recognition for what we have or have not achieved so far, but it put more emphasis on what you have achieved. In fact, my past show, Give Yourself Credit, addressed this very topic, and you can listen to this archive show on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio Show site, or you can sign up for my newsletter and read the past channeled information, which is also entitled Give Yourself Credit. What this reviewing of our past accomplishments is actually doing is getting us to be fearless and getting us to be brave. I love that song, Brave. For instance, many like myself could say, ha, if I could survive my abusive marriage, if I could survive losing my money and my material wealth, and if I could go on from having no hope to now a life filled with love. And quite frankly, the number of people that wrote me back when I did that YouTube Give Yourself Credit, when I wrote that newsletter, and I also presented it as a radio program, they said, thank you. It's like you gave me permission to actually give myself credit and for me to recognize what I have done instead of that default programming that so many of us have, that we put our emphasis on what we still have not done as yet. Now, as a result of giving ourselves credit, the Posse of Angels is saying that they know exactly what will happen after this Mercury retrograde. And it will happen for many of us. We will fly to those energetically aligned locations of ours. We will be moving. We will be aligned to those perfect relationships, both romantic and business partners. And we will step into those roles, which are a great alignment, energetic frequency, to align us to what it is we are to be doing. For those of us who have already done the work of clearing and cleansing our emotional triggers, this Mercury retrograde is giving us a time of closure on the people and situations that we are so over and done with. And this will finally clear the way for us to move on with our lives. And all I can say is hip, hip, hooray. Now, in any event, please do remember that a Mercury retrograde is traditionally a time when things either slow down or they grindingly come to a complete halt. And while this is very frustrating for some people, especially if we see ourselves as human doings and not human beings, it does give us a time to rest and reconsider our choices to see if they are of the highest good for who we are now. Now, be forewarned that when a Mercury retrograde does go forward, which it will start to begin to do on July 1st, we can then move forward, rested and reassured, with the most beneficial outcomes for our plans, as we have completely cleared ourselves of negativity. You know, quite frankly, the Posse of Angels are chiming in here, and they're saying, you wouldn't want your plans to move forward if you're only going to fill them with anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, defensiveness, all of those things, not forgiving, all of those previous held on or unresolved emotional issues, and they will just go on to cloud these beautiful opportunities and connections that you will be stepping into. I know, quite frankly, listeners, that I want to be as squeaky clean and clear as possible when those opportunities and connections are presented to me. Well, they're going to be presented to me because I co-created them with Divine Source. Now, for those who need some help in clearing and cleansing anything that triggers them and causes them to react negatively, I'd love to help you. You know, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or angel readings with me, Claire Candy Hoff. I'm 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, listeners, your new life is waiting for you to step forward into it. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting a wonderful life into reality and fashioning a beautiful life for yourself. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel advice. 646, you are the first one. And if you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is for your most beneficial life, not an easy life. And when the Posse of Angels told me that they wanted to talk about not having an easy life, my first reaction was, who wouldn't want an easy life? Well, let's go on and see what the Posse of Angels had to say about this. You know, the Posse of Angels asked me why do humans wish for an easy life? With many in my angelic family never having experienced a physical world and not having to be concerned with issues around time and money and material circumstances and little things like having enough to eat and having a roof over our heads and a way to sustain ourselves, I could see how their query was a valid one, as, again, they had not lived a human life. Their question was prompted while I was reading a letter from a lady who wrote that she had found the strength to leave a dishonoring relationship. She went on to explain, that she was starting over again. She had the strength and the empowerment to open up her own healing practice. She wrote that she was very impressed with my accomplishments. She said she was impressed with my creating my radio program, writing my newsletters, my books and testimonials, and the varied things that I do through my business, Angel Healing House. As she is starting her life again, she asked me if I had any tips or any advice that I could give her so she could live an easy life. What got my attention? The word easy. As I replied to her, I thought to myself, how often do we look at successful people and have a tendency to enviously look at the end result and their successes and truly never take the time to wonder what the person's journey was like along their way to their success? Now, below is the letter that I wrote to this this person. Dear blank, because I won't give out her real name, I said, thank you so much for your email. When I read that you wanted some tips on how to live an easy life, it made me think back over my own journey to where I find myself today. And you know, quite frankly, if there was one word that I would not use to describe my life, it would be the word easy. Along my journey, I drew to myself an emotionally and mentally abusive marriage, which I've spoken about in numerous occasions, and I was married for 22 years, in which I allowed myself to be codependent as I became a silent, controlled victim of bullying and abuse, deeply depressed and barely able to keep my life force going. I knew that if I stayed within that marriage, that eventually one of my suicide attempts would have succeeded. Finding the inner strength to break away from years of abuse, I chose to only address blame, fault-finding, and seeing myself as a victim instead of healing from within. Because the universal laws of attraction, like attracting like, I very quickly drew to myself another controlling bully who entered my life to replace my controlling abusive ex. Except this time my boyfriend was much worse. The Posse of Angels are chiming in here, and they're saying that this is true, because if you don't learn the lesson the first time, it will come back 100-fold worse in order to get your attention, in order for you to move on, in order for you to honor and respect yourself. Now, I drew to myself a deceitful con man who preyed on newly divorced women, and this was a very seasoned, smooth, very handsome liar who took advantage of women's vulnerability and was very proud of his prowess of fleecing women of their money. Now, after 4 years together, after which I was left with very little, both monetarily and emotionally, it was at that period that I surrendered to God to help me find my way out of the darkness. It was through my spiritual awakening, my walk-in experience in January 2003, that saw me reconnect to my own divine, eternal nature within. Once I connected to this heavenly aspect within myself, my reality changed to a life of peace, joy, harmony, and overflowing with love. You know, Listeners, similar to my journey, there are many examples of famous people who have experienced much heartache and harsh conditions which they endured along their journey to success. For instance, the road to Oprah Winfrey's success was littered with countless obstacles as she survived an abusive childhood. She survived race discrimination and many career setbacks. She was actually fired from her job, as hard as this is to believe, and she was fired from her job as a television reporter because she was seen as being, in quotes, unfit for TV. Now, another example of a road to success was the inspirational speaker, writer, and author Maya Angelou, who was very open in speaking about the time she spent in her early years as a sex worker. She was a teen mother, and she worked as a prostitute and a madam when she was a struggling mother. Instead of being ashamed of her past, while she admits that it certainly was not a pleasant time of her life, she respects what she did in order for her to survive and in order for her child to survive. And with all of these stories that are made public, we get a glimpse into the lives of famous people who model to us that it's not just the easy and pleasant events that we experience in our lives that deserve our focus and attention. It's everything, absolutely everything, that is contained in the rich tapestry of our lives that provides us with a full, powerful life that contains both highs and lows, that contains struggles, challenges, in order for us to experience triumph and to transforming ourselves to go beyond those challenges and to go beyond those struggles. And just like these women's stories, along with my own, the course that we chose to navigate and the endurance and firm belief in ourselves, regardless of our circumstances, through the rough waters of our lives, that has made all the difference. It certainly has made all the difference for me to, no matter what, I co-created with God to appear in my life because of the energies within myself. I chose to endure and tell myself that I was worthy and deserving and that I was going to triumph over this. It's important to remember in these instances that, similar to the most accomplished sailors, you know, the best sailors do not learn to sail in calm waters. The hardships and the challenges we draw to ourselves to overcome, they often lead to our absolute greatness. You know, it's strange to think that in many instances we are who we are because of those challenges and because of those irritations that have tested us. In this regard, the forming of a person's character is similar to the evolution of a pearl within an oyster, as a pearl is the very product of pain, because the oyster lies in its bed at the bottom of the ocean. And many times it's invaded by a tiny parasite which succeeds in getting into the very heart of the oyster. To combat this parasite, the oyster sends all of its healing resources to the site of the wound to bring about healing. In the process, the scar or healed wound then becomes a pearl. You know, it's important to know that where there are no wounded oysters, there are no pearls. It's our challenges that provide us with the opportunities to strengthen and empower ourselves. You asked me if I had any advice or tips to impart so that you could live an easy life. People look at my husband, Pete, and myself and our life, and they often say, how is it possible that the two of you were able to accomplish so much in such a short amount of time? Our secret weapon is very simple. Every time we heard the voice of God tell us to step forward along the path, even though we did not know precisely where we were going, and it seemed extraordinarily challenging and filled with struggles, we stepped forward in faith. And every time we stepped forward, listening to that word of the divine through our hearts, knowing that we co-created with God for this, we've been given the next piece of the puzzle towards realizing our dreams. We see ourselves as faithful children of God, co-creating with His will. Now, is this an easy life? Ha! Far from it. But the rewards are miraculous, magical, and more extraordinary than our limited physical minds could ever comprehend. My greatest advice for you is not to ask for an easy life. Ask for God to give you the most beneficial and fulfilling life, in which you co-create ways to strengthen your courage, test your faith, and challenge you to fearlessly hold on to and follow your dreams. For once your dreams come true, it is precisely because of those challenges and hardships suffered along the way that will make the realization of your dreams that much sweeter. I would wish you good luck in starting over again, but life is not about luck. It is about firmly establishing your heartfelt intentions and then co-creating them with God. By following His signs, both easy and hard, you will allow Him free rein to steer you to all the magic, the miracles, and the blessings that you can possibly wish for. I read an article from a nurse who was attending people on their deathbeds and sitting with them, you know, in their days, hours, weeks before they crossed over. And she wrote this wonderful blog, and in it she said that those people, the number one thing that the people spoke about was the things that they regretted not doing, and, you know, just because it was too hard, just because it was a bit challenging or it was a bit struggling. And those people who had lived a full life, they had no regrets. They were challenged and they stepped forward and they felt so good about themselves in having lived a full, rich life with those challenges and struggles with which were both hard and easy. So I thank this wonderful letter that came to me because it pointed out for us to ask for a most beneficial life and not just an easy one. Before we go on and speak more about not asking for an easy life, let's take some of your phone calls. If you're just joining us, you can call in for your free angel reading. That number to call in is 646-716-6794. And again, all those people in the chat room, I would love for you to call in and have your own free angel reading. Let's go to our first caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Candy, hi, it's Helena. Wonderful as usual. I hope you can hear me. I'm on a noisy city bus.
I can. Where are you going?
I am going to Manhattan Neighborhood Network, a community cable station, because I've got a show that I want to get up on it. So I'm just, and if you guys, if you want to ask the Posse of Angels to pray with me that they'll put it up, because I am putting it in a little late, but it's for a big solstice thing, World Peace and Prayer Day, for Mother Earth. And timing's really tight, but I wanted to get on for Mother Earth.
Okay. You know, the first thing that comes to mind, Helena, is that ask for the most beneficial outcome for this. Now, we don't have the scope, and we certainly don't have the far-reaching sight that the angels have in the way they help us orchestrate our lives. If it's the most beneficial thing for you to do, to have this idea, to go there, and then to meet a connection that has an opportunity for you and it works out. I'm not saying that it's not going to work out for you, but let's this is a scenario. If you go there and it doesn't get picked up by the network because of goodness knows what reason, it's always going to be in your greatest good because it's, you ask for this or something better. And in our limited view, if we said, I want this, if we're actually cutting our nose off to spite our face, so to speak, and closing the door on something which might even be more far-reaching or infinitely better, the Pocket Angels are saying, pray for the most beneficial outcome and ask for your eyes to be open to see the magic. Because the magic is there in every moment. It's just that because of our expectations, we are closed off to receiving it in the way that the divine wants us to receive it.
Well, it's not for me. It's for Mother Earth. Actually, that wasn't the question I wanted to ask you, but thank you. That's so perfect.
Okay. Wait, so what is your question?
Well, my question is, I had talked to you about a trip, and I'm planning to take it. I'm waiting for the funding to come through, and I was wondering, too, how it would impact the relationship involved with it, or sort of involved with it.
Okay. All right. How is it going,
going
to impact the relationship? Is it going to impact the relationship for the better?
Good.
Okay, hang on. Let me just... It's a little bit staticky. Let me say. This trip that you're going to take, it's going to help bring out more of the authenticity in the relationship. It's going to help bring out, there are so many things that have been hidden from us in our relationships, and they need to come to the fore. And the reason they need to come to the fore is because where we are as a collective consciousness in our current state of evolution is that we're very good at talking the talk, and we are very good at teaching others, but not so good at addressing our own issues. I feel that this connection of yours, this relationship of yours, this trip will bring out those things that need to be addressed. It just feels like it will bring out those things that are not quite in 100% alignment for you and for this partner or this person, and to bring it more into a relationship that is transparent and honest and free of any reactive behaviors. That's what it feels like. Are you taking this trip with this person?
No. The person may be around there.
Oh, okay.
When I get there.
All right. When you get there. Okay. So, it's definitely saying that seeing each other again is divinely meant to come together because there are some things still which are not in 100% alignment. Do you feel this, Helena, that there's some things which still need to come together?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay. And this is going to give you a great opportunity. They're also saying that you've changed a lot in the last 3 months. You are much clearer what it is, boundary and limit wise that you will accept, judging from past relationships, how much you will compromise or how much we will settle, and they're saying that's very little now. You're not going to compromise who you are and what you believe, and in order to stay in a relationship. So they're applauding your trip, and they're saying it's going to work out. It's going to work out very well for you because there are going to be those things that are going to be addressed. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out, lovely Helena.
Okay, and just can I ask you, do you think the funding's going to come through? Because that's key to getting there.
Okay. Let me ask them. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
You know, You know, I've said this many times, Helen, on my program before, because many of the posse of angels, if not most of them, have not lived lives of human existence. So they get a little bit wonky when it comes to time and money issues. But I'm going to ask, will the funding come through for this? And I am in this moment, they're saying yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's a definite yes from them, that the funding will come through. And, you know, the future is not something that's concrete, set in stone, because we each have a part to play in the present moment. But where things stand at the moment, they're saying yes. So let's
okay.
go to the cards. And the first one that comes out to you is the Chariot. And they're certainly saying, okay, hold on, they want me to look at the 7, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Okay, now, this is July. And if I could tell everybody who feels like they've been held back, if they feel like, you know, they haven't gotten the financial remuneration, if they haven't gotten the recognition for their achievements, if they haven't gotten a lot of things so far, it is because we have been held back as a collective consciousness, because most of us who are talking the talk as light workers have not done the work on ourselves. We have not let go of those triggers. And they're saying that this has been an absolutely extraordinary time for the light workers the last 2 months. And that's why this Mercury retrograde happened, and we go into this hazy stillness for us to finally let go of our triggers, so that we can move rapidly ahead. And in the month of July, July is going to be a big month, Helena, for many of us, but they're saying for
okay.
you, you're going to be taking this trip, and this trip is going to be very advantageous for you. They're saying, please watch out for the magic.
I like
it's,
that.
This is not a happen chance trip. You definitely have scheduled this trip in your life in order to meet those people and those connections that are going to help you with the intentions in your heart. Oh, my gosh, I love this. I love this. The next card is a 17 card. It's the Star. It's for you to be, you know this card. It's to be, you're the star in your own world. It's to reach for the stars. It's to, the posse of angels are saying you haven't started to think big enough.
Okay,
they have said, okay, they like what you've started so far, but they want to say, Helena, this is an 8 card. An 8 card is abundance, prosperity, riches, money. Think lavish lifestyle.
Yay.
Those of us who have been held back, we've said, I would be only happy if I could, you know, bring in $500 a week, or if I could have any job, or if I could. Now, this is
late, yeah,
and this
it's
is
been like that.
Tell me about it. And this is about stepping into very big dreams. You know, get yourself a pair of big spiritual etheric shoes, and start to tell. Yes, absolutely. Tell the universe and tell the angels what it is in a very big way that you want to step into. And the next one is the 2 of Wands. Okay, this is your vision. This is your ideas and your creativity and how you are going to be in command as you step forward towards the end of June and into July. So it's a very exciting time. I'd love to hear where your travels take you, and what happens as a result of this magical trip that you're going to take.
Oh, you know you will. And with him, the relationship can only get better and evolve.
Oh, absolutely. It is going to evolve, because you are being taken up to the precipice and being asked to look at those things that may just need to be tweaked. They may not need to be brought into the light of day, so you can finally be just 100% in alignment with this, with the beautiful energy. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It's been wonderful. You're such a gem. You're really great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Helena. Take care. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that information, I always say that the information that comes out for that caller and all those people in the chat room and all those people that are listening at the moment and all of those people that go on and listen to the archive shows, the message in there is for all of us, and it's including me, too, that in July, that seventh month, we will start moving forward rapidly. Many of us are going to be changing locations. Many of us are going to be going on trips. We're going to be the star of our own show. And finally, we're going to get that recognition for our accomplishments. And then our ideas will be recognized and we'll be able to, be in command of, getting our ideas and our vision out there. Let's go to our next caller, 503. And just a reminder, everyone, if you want to call the show, that number is 646-716-6794 for that free angel guidance from myself and the Posse of Angels. Hello, 503. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Evie.
Hi, Evie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
From lovely Oregon. And how's Oregon today?
Well, I am actually visiting in Idaho, but but I'm from Oregon.
Okay, you're visiting in Idaho. Never been to Idaho. Okay. And what's it like in Idaho today?
It's cold.
It's cold?
It's really cold and windy.
The best parts of being from the East Coast originally, although now I live in sunny California, I do remember those days when it was cold and getting rugged up and hot chocolate and, sitting in front of a fire or getting nice and warm inside, looking at the, cold, breezy weather outside. And so there are advantages to the cold, I guess, as well. So,
It seems unusual for June, but I'm getting used to it.
How have the last 2 months for you, how have the last month, a couple of months been for you, Evie?
They've been challenging.
Okay. Have you experienced any people coming back from your past?
No, not so much.
Okay. Any issues rearing their heads again?
I think for the most part, things always work themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been a challenging year for me, actually.
And it has been a challenging year for so many other people as well. Those challenges that we've had have forced us. It's the Posse of Angels is showing me like a diamond, like a piece of carbon being put under those pressures continually and different things coming up for us. It's hard to believe that it's actually making us into crystalline beings. It's actually making us into diamonds. And we'll only be able to see that when we're on the other side. But the Posse of Angels are assuring you, Evie, that they're wrapping their angels' wings around you, and they're saying that if you listen to your intuition and you don't lose your faith, you will get on the other side of this. Where have the challenges mainly been in your life?
My living situation changed. And more often than I'd like, my family, my dad in particular, health-wise.
Okay.
Your
relationship with your dad?
Is excellent.
Oh, you have a very good relationship with your dad.
I do. It's just his health issues have caused, they haven't caused anything, but my desire to to help them the most that I can has definitely impacted my life in many ways.
Okay. What the Posse of Angels are saying when our loved ones are going through health challenges is one of the best things that we can do is, and this is his journey. This is his journey too, as to what he's going to choose to eventuate concerning his health issues. One of the best things that we can do is to, in our time of quiet that we set aside for ourselves, a time of silence and reflection, is to close your eyes and to breathe deeply and ask the angels to come in and see your dad in green healing light. Okay? The green healing light. You can call in Archangel Raphael as well. And this green healing light will help him with his health challenges. Now, they also want you to know that each of us, and this is not going to say that he's going to choose this, but it's important to know that we each choose when we are going to exit the planet. And there's no amount of healing or praying or anything else that somebody else can do if we make that choice. But in the interim, what you can do is send him this green healing light, and you can send him the pink light of unconditional love, and just see him wrapped in the arms of the angels. And so say, I ask for the most beneficial outcome of this. Again, as a healing practitioner over the last 11 years, you know, I was very naive when I first started off thinking I was going to heal the world. And I don't heal anybody. Everyone chooses to either be healed, you know, come back to wholeness, or, and they're not broken, so they don't need to be fixed, but come back to that state of wholeness. And if it's their choice that life is just too hard or that they choose not to, then that's the most perfect outcome for that, for them to transition to the non-physical. But again, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but for you just to wrap him in those angel's wings, see him in that green healing light. And Archangel Chamuel, Chamuel, has come in and reminded me to tell you that he is the Archangel of Love, and to see your dad wrapped in cotton candy puffs of cloud, like bubblegum pink clouds, and just wrapped in that beautiful love of the angels. And just ask for the most heavenly outcome for all of this. And then we have to let it go. And that's all that we can do. But that love you have for your father will always go on, and is something that binds us for all eternity. Let's go to the cards and see what cards come out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Evie, the first one is the Eight of Swords. The Eight of Swords often comes up with it because it's a trust card. This lady on this card is blindfolded. She has her hands behind her back. Her legs are not tied, so she can get out of this situation. But in some ways, she is forcing her to be still. And they're saying to take that time out, you know, even if it's a few minutes in our busy day, just to send love to your dad and those beautiful colors and just see him wrapped in those wings. And they're saying your faith is being tested now. And they're saying that that the more that you can just trust and hope that the divine has a plan for each and every one of us, it really will bolster your life and it'll help bring you back to peace. Next card for you is the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is saying that everything, and you said it yourself at the beginning of this call, everything happens for a purpose. And things do, no matter how they work out, they always work out for the best. And they're saying, listen to your own words and know that the Wheel of Fortune is turning in your behavior, Wheel of Fortune is turning in your life. And it is the more that you keep saying thank you. Thank you. Take your stress off of worry, stress, and control and put more of your emphasis on thank you for the best living situation for myself at this moment. And keep saying thank you and being grateful and appreciative. And you'll be amazed at what comes in rather than putting your focus on worry and stress. And the next card that's coming up for you is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups is a time where past relationships will often, or people that you know will come back in to help. So again, you can say thank you. Thank you for the help that you give me with my living situation and for my dad in whatever way that comes in. And you can bless and preempt those prayers and just sit with that in your heart. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Evie.
It is. Can I ask one question?
You sure can.
Thank you. One of the areas I'm struggling with is I'm going to school, and from the time I started going back to school, I'm an older student. I've lost my mom, I've lost my dad, and my dog, and then my dad got really sick, and so what I thought would be, not a huge process has turned into many years and many moves, which has caused the credits that I get at each school to transfer. They don't transfer well, and so I just feel like I'm on this ongoing situation, and I can't seem to get to the end, and I'm just, do you see anything, or can you look anything related specifically to that?
Okay, I'm asking if there is more stability to come for you, and they're saying yes. They're saying you have been through the ringer, and they're saying that the more that you can bless your challenges, that's what they're saying. I just heard that like a blast in my right ear. They said,
okay,
they want you to go back, and they want you to find my YouTube video that on the Candy Huff YouTube video channel, and it's Give Yourself, that's what it's called, or you can go on my newsletters. You can sign up for my newsletters at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And I also wrote a newsletter on Give Yourself Credit. They're saying that you haven't given yourself credit for the achievement and recognized you for the amazing woman that you are, going back to school as an older student, sticking with this, enduring with this. This is just turning you into a diamond, even though you can't see it yet. And they're saying that thank and bless your challenges, and then you will be amazed at that energy of gratitude and appreciation, what that will bring into your life to provide more stability for you.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, take care. I wish you all the best.
Uh-huh.
God bless you, Evie. Take
Thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's a good message for all of us in that we have had challenges. We have had struggles. Each one of us have been through the ringer and back. Please give yourself credit. And second of all is bless your challenges. Bless where you have been in order to go beyond that. Now, the Posse of Angels have spoken a great deal about the last 3 weeks about what our first caller brought up, this relationship that she's going to be reconnecting with, about betrayal. And they're saying the triggering energies of the month have been there in order for us to transcend them and to go beyond them. So if you've got people coming from your past, or you're reevaluating your energies connected with other people, that's for you to finally put to rest those energies. Let's go to our next caller, 719. We've got about 3 minutes or so. Let's go to 719. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, this is Julia. Sorry I'm calling
Hi.
So late. I just realized the time. It's like, oh, shoot. Got busy
That's
doing
okay.
stuff.
That's okay. What's your question, Julia?
Really, I would really appreciate some guidance as to kind of what's coming up, because I've got a big decision, and huge transformation after that in relationship department?
The big decision is on in a relationship, whether to step forward with it or not, or?
Well, basically, I pretty much know I'm going to end it. It's my marriage. So I know I'm going to end it, and it's such a huge, you know, everything in my life is going to change once I'm, you know, take that next step.
Before I run out of time, Julia, the posse of angels are saying yes. They're giving you the confirmation. You know this in your heart. Please send me an email. I have been there. I was married for 22 years. I was with this gentleman for 26 years, a very powerful lawyer, a very wealthy man, and everything did change after I left. I had one of the most challenging and amazing adventures, but it has made me who I am today. And looking back, there are absolutely no regrets. So let me go to the cards quickly. I have about a minute and a half or so. But please write me an email, and I will give you some more guidance on this. It's an enormous step. And nobody can say, oh yeah, you're gonna have new adventures and it's gonna be wonderful all the way. There are gonna be challenges, and you're gonna be tested like you never thought you're gonna be tested before. But you know what? At the bottom of all this, Julia, you are gonna be so gosh darn proud of yourself that you are going to weep buckets at how proud you are of finally, after how many years?
30
years, that you honored and you respected yourself enough to finally do something about this, okay? The first card that comes out to you is the universe card. You go, girl. This is the completion and the beginning of the universe giving you the universe. The next card is the Two of Cups. This is the partnership card. If I could just explain to you the beauty of this card, two people are hugging each other. It's the angel is above them, and you're going to be partnering with yourself to bring absolute newness to your life. The Nine of Swords is saying that it's over. This is over, all the gnashing of your teeth and the wondering whether you should step forward or not. And they want me to pull one more card for you, and that's the Fool. And the Fool is, you're not a fool, but the Fool is a starting over with that childlike trust in the divine that you will be taken care of. So I have to end it there. Julia, please do send me an email.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Please do send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com, and if I can be of any other help for you.
Well, thank you so much. That's good confirmation, so thanks.
Okay. I'm sending you lots of love. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. And thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m., and that is Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please do send me an email and your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And also, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person in my office in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype, call me at 831-277-3716 or again, email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all. Take care. Bye.